This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, the 24-25 KIJHL season is upon us. Tonight, Friday night, with 9 games and 18 of the 21 teams in action. Today on Top Shelf, we'll focus on the 3 new teams. Our INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight with Emmanuel Sequeira is on Jake Bishop from the Merritt Centennials. I'll chat with Williams Lake Mustangs head coach and general manager, Tyrell Lucas, and we'll close the podcast talking with Quinnell River Rush broadcaster, Evan Wolf. Before we get into the interviews, here's some news we'd like to pass on. Ethan Lozinski, formerly of the Castlegar Rebels, is a member of the 24-25 University of Alberta Golden Bears in U Sports. He'll be in his first year at the U of A in the engineering program. Ethan played 5 seasons with his hometown Rebels, playing 98 games, earning a .904 save percentage. Great goaltender. Time now for the INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight. Boost your energy naturally with Canada's best tasting super greens by INE Plus Nutrition. Abundant in over 50 antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, INE Plus Supergreens will improve your immune and digestive systems, increase your energy, and enhance your mental clarity. You'll feel better overall, almost like you can tackle any challenge. Shop now at www.inenutrition.com and use the code KIJHL10 to get 10% off your order. That's www.inenutrition.com.
Aiden Mon to take the draw and wins it cleanly back to surface. Centennials on the power play, surface, low shot, loose, it's up near, it's in! Deflection in front, and the Centennials have broken the ice. It's 1-0 off the back of Jacob Bishop.
Huge goal by Jacob Bishop for the Centennials.
I'm joined by Jake Bishop of the Merritt Centennials. Jake, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you.
Jake, the season begins for you guys this weekend. Talk about what the excitement is like amongst the group.
A lot of guys are pretty excited. We just got a couple new guys that came in from AJ and SJ, and they're pretty excited to get ready and start winning some games with the team.
How did the group feel that it played during the exhibition season, especially, I guess, kind of probably to work out kinks and find out what combinations work?
We did pretty good. Obviously, we lost a couple times, but a lot of the guys like showed a lot of good skills that Wes wanted us to work on, and it was just working out the kinks and stuff like that. But we played a couple of good games. We played 2 good games against Princeton. Like, we were down in the first period against them, and we came back. And the boys are pretty pumped after that one.
Talk about the expectations for the group for the season.
Wes wanted us to be a pretty hard team to play against, like especially in the corners and having a smaller ice surface. He wants us to be a pretty hard team to play against, like in all areas, like defense and offense. So the expectation, you got to work your ass off, whether you're on or off the ice, and kind of just be kind of a a prick to play against.
This is your second year in the league. Last year, you played with Chase.
Yeah.
What do you look forward to? Do you view this as kind of like a new chapter for you?
Last year in Chase, I didn't really get too much of a chance to show my actual like abilities as a player. And this year, Wes has already told me that I'll be a pretty good asset to the team, and I'll be like on one of the top lines. So I'm just excited to like be able to play and show my skills to the coach and the league and let everybody know that I'm here to work.
What do you hope to bring to the team?
I hope to bring like some physicality and some good energy towards the team, and speed. I'm pretty fast on the ice. And then I'm also, I like to get into the tough areas that nobody likes to go to. Like I'm pretty good in the corners and net front. I like to go in front of the net and cause havoc.
What's it like for you to be on this new version of the Centennials?
I'm pretty excited. The organization seems to be a pretty good organization to be in. Like, I was a little bit nervous coming here the first time. I didn't know what it was going to be like. And as soon as I came here, I've had nothing but excitement from what Wes has been telling me that's going to happen. And I think we're going to be a pretty hard team to play against this year, and we're going to do pretty good.
What's the vibe been like with you guys being in the community and meeting the different people?
It's been pretty good. We've been out in the community a lot. last year since it was a BCHL team and switching to KI, the BCHL guys never really were out in the community. So Wes wants us to be out in the community and meet a lot of new people and get a lot more fans into our games and stuff. But meeting all the new people in town, they always seem like really excited to have a new group of guys coming in to watch, come play hockey. And they're really nice. So they're excited for us.
How anxious are you to get going and finally start playing regular season games?
Pretty anxious. A lot of the guys have been pretty excited to start the first game. Preseason is a little bit tough. It's kind of, you know, it's the games don't really count, but they're still like, they still mean something to the team. So everybody wants to win and wants to get things rolling and start scoring goals and putting up points and stuff. I'm pretty anxious because I want to go play chase again.
Oh yeah. I take it you've already got those games marked on your calendar.
In October, we're playing them. So they're already marked down. I'm counting down the minutes.
What impresses you the most about this team?
A lot of the talent that Wes has brought in, I wasn't too sure what type of guys that were going to come in because, you know, it's a new team. Not everybody is more inclined to come to like the brand new team that, you know, is getting built. But the guys that we've got, they're like pretty skilled and they're pretty tough to play against. And I don't know, I was just really surprised with all their skill and stuff like that.
That's Jake Bishop of the Merritt Centennials. Jake, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you.
This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. Still to come, the voice of the Quesnel River Rush, Evan Wolf, and Mustangs head coach and general manager, Tyrell Lucas.
It's going to be a 5-on-4 power play for the Mustangs.
4.5 minutes left to go.
4.5 minutes left to go. All right, Albie has it as the point, shoots it, and scores! Goes through everybody. Albie gets the third goal for the Mustangs seconds into the power play.
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, I'm talking with the head coach and general manager of the Williams Lake Mustangs, Tyrell Lucas. Tyrell, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Last time we were talking, it was in June at the AGM in Nelson. You were pretty excited about the summer ahead of you. Are you happy with the outcome heading into the regular season?
Yeah, we're very happy with the outcome and very happy that things are getting going here. We just finished our last preseason game, just finished making the last roster changes heading into the regular season. So we're all set there and, you know, got our home opener coming this Friday and a lot of buzz around the community and all the things that entail to make that happen. But very excited how the summer went and how we're looking right now.
Speak a little bit about the impact on the community because, you know what, it's been a while since Williams Lake has had a junior hockey franchise. Talk about the buzz around town.
We decided to go back with the name, the Williams Lake Mustangs. The Mustangs first started in 1978 and then ended in 1996. So there's still a lot of old boys around town that are super excited to see that name back in town. We did have a five-year stint where we had the Williams Lake Timberwolves, which is a part of the BCHL. Here, but we're a new identity. We've got the new team, the old name with the Mustangs there. So we've kind of, you know, honoring the history that came before us, but also giving it a new look and new logo. We will have a third retro jersey that we'll be wearing a few times right away throughout the season. And a lot of the people are already, you know, super excited to get to see that on the ice for sure. So
I have to disclose this. I was a Williams Lake Mustangs fan in the old Peace Caribou. I was there in 1982 when the Mustangs, Craig Berube, Dan Lattin, just an incredible organization. And I'm really glad you guys picked up the name. You did hit the ice in the preseason. Talk a little bit about how you felt you guys performed, you know, getting your skates underneath you.
I thought we did great. Definitely getting the skates in, you know, lineups change. You start to establish the identity that you want as a team and as a coach and, you know, the expectations you have and the players have on themselves and kind of figure things out. And it's, you know, it's obviously great to go through the preseason and then figure those things out for home opener.
We're airing this on game day. So tonight it's the Sycamore Eagles in town. What can Williams Lake fans expect? Who should Williams Lake fans be watching out for tonight?
I think we're just solid from top to bottom. I think we've got some players with some huge offensive upside. I think our defense are very good. I think we've got some super skilled puck moving D and some shutdown guys. And I think we're really solid between the pipes with both of our goalies.
Somebody's going to have to explain to me how Jasper Tate all of a sudden became a 20-year-old. I've been following him for a couple of years, and all of a sudden he's a 20-year-old.
I wish he wasn't. Super fortunate to have him here with us as a 20-year-old. What a great kid. Cannot say enough great things about Jasper, his competitiveness, his character, just make any team better, and good leadership for the younger kids, like pushing them in practice and, you know, just competing. I sure wish I had more time with them, that's for sure.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of 20-year-olds on your club. You do have a younger club. Talk about what that means going into the season. What do you guys need to do?
Yeah, obviously we're, you know, first year in the league. We're going to try to build. Like, it's going to be, you know, hopefully we're in the mix here this year. The 20-year-olds that we have are phenomenal, great kids and great leaders. So I think we definitely still have that aspect of a leadership group. I know we're younger, but our younger players have those same qualities. They're taking it all in, and they deserve to be here based off their skill sets. So I think they're going to do well.
What can fans expect in the way of atmosphere tonight? What kind of night is it going to be for the opening night for Williams Lake Mustang hockey?
I think it's going to be electric. I think, you know, for myself, it's, you know, a lot of emotions, and obviously the players as well. But with great fans and that atmosphere, you're going to be pulling the best out of your opponent as well. So I would expect that when teams are coming in here, they're going to be thriving off the energy as well in the building, and we'll be getting the best out of every team in our ranks. So I would expect nothing less out of Sick Moose. They're a very well-established organization, and super awesome to have them in Williams Lake and competing here against the Mustangs.
Tyrell Lucas is the head coach and general manager of the Williams Lake Mustangs. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks, Mark.
I think Williams Lake's trying to match up with this line of Quinnell because they have been dangerous all night. Nate Schmidt.
Nice stick there by Schmidt.
Great here we go. There. Turn and burn. Burden through the neutral zone.
Schmidt jumping up in the play.
Beautiful!
Oh, wow.
That is beautiful. Burden. Burden buries it. That was a beautiful pass. Cross ice. Tate had no chance. 3-1 Quinnell.
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. I'm talking with the voice of the Quinnell River Rush, Evan Wolf. Evan, how you doing?
Fantastic, Mark. How about yourself?
Very, very good. How excited are you about tonight's game, Friday night, the home opener, the opener, period, for the Quinnell River Rush? How excited are you about tonight?
I am ecstatic, as along with everybody else in the organization in town here, after 13 long years without competitive junior hockey in Quinnell, it's long overdue to get things going here. It's been a great start, the first two home games here at the West Fraser Center in Quinnell. We've had good turnouts and crowd, and good hockey has been played.
Let's talk a little bit about, let's talk about, I was going to say the Millionaires, and that's going to happen to me, because I go back, way back to the Peace Caribou time when the Williams Lake Mustangs would play the Quinnell teams. And it must be really, you kind of alluded to it, but it must be very, very exciting for the community.
It is. The Quinnell Millionaires were a staple in this town for a long time. I don't go back to the Peace League like yourself, but I spent many an evening in the Prince George Coliseum watching Rocky Hockey, Mustangs, Millionaires, Spruce Kings, Dynamiters, Huskies, all those classic great names, and it was awesome hockey. And it's so good to have it back, and I think it's going to be bigger and better than ever here in Quinnell with this new building and new team. We're going to get off to a really good start here in Quinnell, and I think once the rubber meets the road here against the Centennials on Friday, everybody else will know it too.
And you start off with a three-game homestand this weekend and next weekend. Let's talk a little bit about the team. So you've had an opportunity to see this team in the preseason. Your impressions of the River Rush?
Well, right out of the gate, I was really impressed with the talent level of the kids that we had come to Quinnell and try out for the team. And the special teams were great. The structure, game one against Williams Lake, I was over the moon impressed, actually. I couldn't believe how well they came out of the gates. I think there was a lot of jump anticipation, and everybody was on their toes that night from top to bottom. And they came out, had a big win, and all four lines, all three defensive pairings were very well put together. They played great. Everything went awesome. And thinking, if that's the kind of team that they're going to ice, we're going to have a tremendous season here.
You've got to be happy about the goaltending. Josh Hager is such a good goaltender.
He is phenomenal. Like, he is calm, cool as a cucumber. His rebound control is great. He's big. He takes up lots of net. But I think his strength is his calmness. He doesn't get rattled. Goal goes in, no big deal. On to the next one. He has the memory of a goldfish when it comes to goaltending. If something bad happens, it's gone 2 seconds later, and he's focused on the next play.
So later tonight, it's against the Merritt Centennials, first game for the Quesnel River Rush. What atmosphere are you expecting later on tonight at the West Fraser?
On September 7th, the night of the first exhibition game, it was about 30 degrees in town. So getting people to come out to a hockey game isn't easy. And we still had over 700 people in the building for that first exhibition game. And then even a little bit more for when the 100 mile came, up around 750. The building holds 1,600 capacity, I believe. And I would think it'll be 1,000, if not more. Like I say, once the ball gets rolling here and everybody realizes that it's fall and hockey season is around the corner, it's going to be a loud, hard-to-play-in barn here for anybody coming up Highway 97.
Evan Wolf is the play-by-play voice of the Quesnel River Rush. You know, for you and Chris, you guys have yourselves a great, great call later tonight.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for the opportunity to chat, and look forward to doing it in the future.
This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular, Braden Boyd, Aiden Duggan, Jared Thomas, Roger White, Chris Jensen, and Evan Wolf. Hey, those are all new broadcasters to the league. KIJHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira. Mustangs Head Coach and General Manager, Tyrell Lucas, and Merritt Centennials forward, Jake Bishop. A big thank you to the good folks at INE Plus Nutrition. Remember that website, inenutrition.com, and use the code KIJHL10 to get that discount. Finally, a stick tap to Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.